Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Corruption, soccer, and politics. Russian President Vladimir Putin is among the latest world leaders to link the corruption allegations against FIFA to geopolitics. Putin is speaking out about the charges levied against top officials at World Soccer's governing body. The arrests yesterday stem from charges from the United States Justice Department. Putin says that they are a blatant attempt by the U.S. to extend its jurisdiction. He also tried to draw a parallel among the accused FIFA officials and former NSA contractor Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister David Cameron has called for FIFA chief Sepp Blatter to resign. But Blatter, in his first public comments since the corruption scandal broke, made the case that he should continue to lead FIFA.
Many people hold me ultimately responsible for the actions and the reputation of the global football community, whether it's a decision for the hosting of a World Cup or a corruption scandal. We, or I, cannot monitor everyone all of the time.
That again is FIFA chief Sepp Blatter. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. So Vladimir Putin has weighed in. Why?
Well, Russia is going to host the 2018 World Cup, and Russia has used international sports such as the Sochi Olympics to burnish their credentials on the national stage. Putin loves this. It really works for him. In fact, I think we're trending towards a world where, given the cost of these events, maybe we'll only see the equivalent of tin pot dictators or people who head less than democratic countries being putting their hands up and saying, me, 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 give me the prestige of an event. Right after, very soon after, the Malaysian airliner was down in Ukraine and people were calling on FIFA then anew to withdraw the World Cup from Russia, FIFA, Sepp Blatter stood by the decision. He said history has shown so far that boycotting sports events or a policy of isolation are not the effective way to solve problems. Sport, the World Cup, quote, can be a powerful catalyst for constructive dialogue. He at least says he believes that, you know, sport and having the World Cup can solve the world's problems. This is politics. This is Putin wanting to keep his World Cup. This is Sepp Blatter knowing where his allies are. And this is Putin also wanting to get a jab in at Americans. And that comparison to Snowden and to Assange is rich because whatever you think of the flaws of those guys, they at least believed in the dissemination of information, and everything about FIFA is controlling information and not letting anything out. And these guys were charged for taking bribes, having nothing to do with disseminating information.
So is there any reason that Vladimir Putin would worry that the World Cup will be moved out of Russia for 2018 or Qatar, where it's being held in 2022? I mean, is there any reason to believe it wouldn't actually happen either there or happen at all?
Well, there is a clamor for that, especially with Qatar. And Qatar has a number of problems, not the least of which was the World Cup is a summer event. And this was originally given to Qatar to take place during the summer. They have since shifted the schedule to make it take place in November, December. Temperatures only average a high in the 90s then, but Fahrenheit. But there was a report, the Garcia report, and the Garcia in question was a former United States investigator, Michael Garcia, U.S. attorney. And they issued a 350-page report. It cleared FIFA of bribery, generally cleared them of bribery in Russia and Qatar. But that whole report has never been released, and FIFA is sitting on that report. And Garcia, the eponym of the Garcia report, quit, you know, resigned because he disagreed with releasing that information. So, yeah, I don't think it will happen just because of real politics, but a lot of the countries in the world really think it should happen.
It should happen, meaning Russia should be stripped from the privilege of holding the World Cup.
Yeah, that seems, right? I mean, 2018 is, you know, 3 years away, so that might be hard to get a World Cup anew. Although, you know, a nation like Germany or a nation like the Netherlands is raising its hand saying, you know, you can pick us, we could get a World Cup going in 3 years. 2022, that's certainly enough time to shift course. I think it's doubtful that FIFA will do it, but a lot depends on the election that's going on tomorrow.
Okay, and very briefly, Britain's David Cameron wants Sepp Blatter to resign, as do many others. Why is Blatter still in the driver's seat?
Oh, because he's good at politics. He's 79 years old. He's done this. This is, will be his fifth term. He knows where the votes are. There are many tiny, small countries that have a vote that will elect him. He has to get 105 votes, including places like Montserrat, not even a country, but they have just as much a vote as Germany or UK or the United States. So I don't think he's going anywhere, and he certainly doesn't want to resign.
Okay. Thank you. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca, who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome.